We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
M. Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I know it's early. I hope you're up. You know, it's interesting when I tell people what time our show is, they're like, well, we'll tune into your 2 o'clock show.
Yeah, the different
you know, but it, but there is so many people that really start their day in a positive way, and I thank you if you are one of them out there. And we do have a really great show today. We're going to be talking about the midlife newlyweds. Two are better, and I really believe that. I actually believe, you know, many hands make little work, and, you know, so I'm excited to be talking with them, and they actually did a bicycle coast-to-coast, so we're going to find out a little bit about them. Also, you know, we always talk about food, we talk about wine, we talk about all these great things, but today we're going to be talking about animal behavior, and, you know, I love my animals. I know, Sean, you love your animals. Tom, do you have animals?
Yes.
You have two cats, don't you?
I have two kitty cats.
That's right.
Puck and Zamboni.
Yeah. So Zamboni. Anyways, if you are an animal lover, you know, we're going to be talking about that. But you know what? I want to hear from all of you out there. You know, last night I went over to the Spanish Hills Country Club, and it was really cool. We were watching the Bryan brothers, really cute guys that, gosh, their dad never let them have a weekend off, and it definitely paid off. So I'm excited to for their future. But it was the tennis fest and a little bit of wine, food, music. It was really good.
Sounds so like a fun Friday
but it
night.
Was interesting because I met a couple of my friends that I haven't seen in a while, and you know, one of our sons moved away, got a ride for his driving, and they were like, your son, I thought you guys all moved to Texas. And I'm like, no. She goes, I feel sorry for you. You were like the mother of the year, and now you're almost empty nesting. That, it made me like really, oh, you know. But anyways, so if you have your kids still at home, enjoy it. It goes by so darn fast. So anyways, I just wanted to start off with that. But anyways, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence. And Tom, what's up?
Oh, we have prizes.
I brought lots of stuff in, yeah.
Majoring in food today. We have Red Brick Pizza to give away. We have some Harvest Festival tickets along with the Red Brick. We also have Custom Melt in Moore Park. Excellent prizes, food, and some fun, too, with the Harvest Festival. And we'll have a few other gifts for you. But jot down this number, 650-1590. Make sure you have that near you. Urbane Cafe, more food. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, I know.
Loaded
I,
up over here.
And I'm telling you, it's all really good. Sharky's, too. We went over and had their salad.
Oh,
we
yeah, got the quinoa salad.
Quinoa
is
salad.
Really good.
Anyways, I brought lots to give away today. So definitely write that phone number down, 805-650-1590. We got Sean Stern on. He's an author of
Doppelganger.
You guys say it 100 times, right?
Yeah, Doppelganger.
Anyways, we're going to talk. we got to tell you what this book's about because it's pretty amazing. So anyways, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to make sure that we have been giving tons of stuff away on Facebook. That is The Kim Pagano Show. We're right there teetering on 1,000 people, and share it, like us. You know, that's what it's all about. Also, if you have anything in the 805 that you want to spread the word about, I'm all over it. I'd love to help you get that out there. So give me a call at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, you know, if you want to just say good morning to us this morning, I'd love to hear from you. And also, you know, we're rolling into the holidays right now. I can't believe we're like less than 90 days away from Christmas.
Yeah, September's
That's scary.
Over.
As a hair therapist, I'm already booking 6 weeks, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're already there. Where did September go? That's what I want to know. It was like everybody just said it was like a blur. So anyways, let's get the show started, and let's bring our first guest on, Tim and Debbie Bishop. Are you guys there?
We are. Good morning.
I got both of you guys. I love it. You know what? I wanted my husband to be here, and thank God we're really busy right now. And he was like, honey, you're going to have to do the show with Tom and Sean. So I love when it rhymes like that. But
no
anyways, I wanted him to hear this because this is all about how we do it. He wants to move away to Panama. So, but anyways, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I guess what you guys have been single for 52 years of single?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. And now you just got married. I love it.
Well, it's been about 3 years. We got married in 2010. Then we bicycled across the country that July. So it took us about 2 months, and we were together 24/7. So we got to know each other really well in those first 2 months of marriage. It was great.
Now,
one of the people in the bike shop that we used before we left thought we wouldn't be together by now, but we've survived a long-distance bike tour and a few years of marriage, so we're happy about that.
So, Tim, let's start with you. Is there anything that you found out about Debbie that maybe you didn't know before? good question, huh?
I would say there was one incident that happened in Indiana that really amazed me about Debbie. We had been bicycling for probably 70 miles in just really humid 90-degree heat. And we come up to this service station for a rest break, and Debbie goes inside, and I'm kind of outside. I'm thinking about, well, we got to end this. I'm not going to ask Debbie to keep going, you know, in this kind of heat. And so I'm thinking about how I'm going to break this to her. She comes out of the store just jumping up and down like a Mexican jumping bean, and putting her bottles back into the racks on the bike. I said, well, Debbie, and she said, come on, let's go. And I looked at her. She had beads of sweat around her lips. I don't even think she realized that. But she was raring and ready to go, and Debbie is so energetic.
I like it. Now, how about you, Debbie? Anything about Tim?
Oh, that's a good question. I probably learned how thoughtful and thorough he is. I remember when I was just getting to know him, I met his mom, and she said, Tim doesn't miss a thing. And I really noticed that. I
mean, so he's detail-oriented. I like those kind of guys. Yeah. All right. Yep. Just like Sean and Tom, I came to work today, and I'm like I like to dress really nice, even here in the radio, in the studio. And, I walked out the door, and coffee spilled all over me, and I'm like, oh gosh, okay, you know, usually I would turn around, I'm like, no, I'm just going with it, you know, but, and he's like, didn't even notice, now I see it, you know, but, you know, but I like that, I like observant guys, so, anyway, yeah. So, you know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to midlife newlyweds. I love that, you know. I do want to give away something right now. Tom, what can we give away right now?
I'd say we start off with the Red Brick Pizza.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Let's roll that out, and I will take, I'll count up to 10.
Okay, caller number 10, 650-1590, 650-1590. If you are awake right now, I want to hear from you. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're just going to start off our giveaways. All right. Okay, so you guys went on this huge bike ride. Is that how you met?
We did. We met actually on the internet, and we first met in person in 2004 for a bike ride up in New Hampshire.
Mm.
Kim drove down from Maine, and I was up in Massachusetts, so We met in the parking lot at Mount Monadnock High School.
Ah, there you go. I met my husband in the parking lot, too.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, he was doing a construction over at a mall, and I was constructing my hair salon. And I was driving home, and I saw these display cases out there, and I'm like, ooh, I need one of those. And he said that second when he met me, he was like, I knew I was going to marry you. Go figure. Isn't that crazy? So anyways, parking lots are good, you know. And I do want to remind anybody out there that's single right now, 52 years of being single. And why did you guys marry? Why marry after that?
Well, we both had wanted to be married for a long time. In fact, you know, it was something that we prayed about. And we were always just wanting that special someone to share life with.
I love it. And you know what? I really believe when you find that special person, you know, I mean, it is so much better. It's somebody to share every moment with, you know.
Besides bicycle riding, what else do you two have in common?
Good question.
Yeah. Mostly our faith. We met and every night we pray together, read the Bible, go to church. And also we have differences, too. So Tim's trying to convince me that I need to learn how to play chess and understand football, but I haven't quite gotten there yet.
My sewing's a little weak, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you get good compliments to each other.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's so important in a relationship is you want to both bring something to the table, mm-hmm. you know, and enhance each other. So give us a couple tips about you guys are biking all the time, right?
Yep.
And do you have a bike built for two?
We don't.
Okay.
We have two touring bikes that we bought before the trip, and those are really designed for carrying your own stuff on. So we had panniers,
yeah.
and we had a lot of weight on our bike.
Mm. Yeah, we each had four panniers on our bicycles where we put in our you know, technology and food and camping supplies, bike repair.
So you guys didn't you guys didn't like bike to the next Motel 6 along the path. You actually lived off the land, camped where you found a good camping spot and that sort of thing.
I'd say our tent and sleeping bags were kind of insurance policies for us.
Got it.
We did use them, I think, five different times. Hmm. But being newlyweds, we had some more interest in being comfortable and
sure.
being able to clean up the next day. So
how long of a ride is the longest ride you've taken?
We've gone over 100 miles a few times.
Yeah.
On our trip, we had 4 days where we went over 90 miles, and we averaged 67 across the country.
Very cool. All right. Well, so give us a couple tips. Leave us with a couple tips that you can, you know, give us for couples that haven't found the right one, and maybe they're looking for one.
I would say to be patient about it, but be vigilant. And, you know, don't settle for second best because you'll end up making a mistake and really hurting coming out the other end of it.
Hmm. And how about you, Debbie?
I would say to be friends first. Tim and I were friends for a long time.
I think that's
really
so important. Yeah, you know, and again, you know what? Nobody's perfect. You have to overlook a lot of things in life. And some people think that, oh, well, they don't have everything on my list, right? I mean, who has everything on your list? And who is perfect? Nobody. But if they bring a lot of the things to the table, I think that's so important. So thank you so much, Debbie and Tim Bishop, and their book, Two Are Better, Midlife Newlywed Bicycle Coast to Coast.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. You have a really great day. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, Tom, we had a winner, right?
Yes, we had Lana Lynch out of Somas.
Oh, very
Red
cool.
Red Brick Pizza.
All right. Yeah, I love it out there. All right. So, you know what? I want to hear from a couple of our listeners out there what they have planned, you know, for the holidays. It's creeping up. And, you know, it was even hard to get up this morning. It's like a little bit darker. The time chains come out. You know, you could just feel it in the air. Mm-hmm. You got that coolness.
Yeah, I grabbed my sweater this morning.
You're coming from Malibu, right?
It's always cold.
Yeah. But anyways, I don't know. And now, is it a lot cooler where you live?
Boy, I almost got out the snowshoes. It was probably 61.
Yeah, 61. Burr. I know. We're like, we don't even,
I laid the cats on top of me as I slept through the evening, shivering in the corner of my...
I know. Yeah, we have a lot to talk about out here. You know what? Let's take our first break, and let's give something else away.
All right, let's do it. I want to stay with the food groups and majoring in dairy. How about Custom Melt? This looks great. Custom Melt in the beautiful city of Moorpark. We have a certificate. Well Melted, I do believe they not only have the classic grilled cheese made up a little
different. Yeah, well, they actually, okay, pizza so too. It's interesting. It's over by the Moorpark College, and they've got two restaurants. One's Custom Melt and Custom Pie. And so the pie, obviously, is the pizza. And then the Custom Melt is, like you said, the great melt sandwiches and all that, but also the salads. They've got really great salads.
I actually ate there with my buddy the other day. Inadvertently, I didn't even know we were giving giveaways.
Yeah, see?
And if it's the same place, they have these homemade potato chips. Everything's very, like... Fresh. And really high quality ingredients.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and they just put their own little twist on things. The actual owner is there making food.
He's making it. Yeah, really great new place that just opened up. So anyways, we've got a gift certificate, a $25 gift certificate, and 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take caller number 7, 650-1590. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
In Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those calls. And again, write this phone number down, 650-1590, 650-1590. I want to make sure you don't get caught going, I want that, and I can't call in. Tom, who did we give that to?
It was Mary Nethery out of beautiful Ojai.
Ah, there you go. All right. We got Somas, Ojai. We got all over the 805. And we got lots more to give away. And anybody that's just tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, it's interesting. People still think, you know, wait, did I hear you on AM 1400? I used to have that show. show, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. And now I'm over here. And also, if you are just, you know, thinking, oh, I never heard you before, I'm on this time and also 2 o'clock. And it's a completely different show. I have different guests. And Tom,
it's just a different feel. It's more of an afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon ride as opposed to the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, and we've got really great guests. That we'll be talking about later to tell you about that show. So, again, our guest right now is Darlene Arden, and she is a certified animal behavior consultant. And I do want to give out our number here if anybody's having something that they want to ask a question, 650-1590, 650-1590. Darlene, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So tell me a little bit about, you're a certified animal behavior consultant and expert on animal behaviors. And, in fact, Sean and I were talking. He's got...
I've got a really well-trained dog, except he's got a couple excepts.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what are the excepts?
Well, he's leash trained. He heals at doorways, all this. But he has this thing when people first come into the house or whatever, he likes to do the crotch sniff.
Sean, did you teach him that?
No, I did. And that's it's the same thing my mother asked me. It's like, what's going on with this? But no, he likes to investigate everyone top down, you might say. And it's one of those things, other than putting on his lead when people first show up, I pretty much can't control him. He's because he's a big, half mastiff, half pit bull, so he's 110-pound bundle of love, but he's all over people.
So, Darlene, any ideas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is normal dog greeting behavior. However, you're not living with him, he's living with you. So he needs to learn how to behave in a human world. Giving him an alternate behavior to perform is what you need to do. Now, has he learned to sit?
He has learned sit, and he's learned even lay down. But the staying is the problem. He'll stay if no one's there, but if someone's there, it's like a trigger. He'll jump up to them.
Well, you need to enlist some friends to help you practice. Friends who will come to the door, ring the doorbell, and when they come in, he's immediately told to sit. When he sits, he gets a treat. What a good boy.
So total rewards, right?
Total rewards for doing the right thing.
Right, I like
that.
Now
that becomes a lot more interesting to him than crotch sniffing,
yeah.
We hope.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some practice so that he gets used to it.
Yeah.
But he can't sit and jump up on them at the same time.
Yeah, he doesn't, luckily he's a big dog, he doesn't jump on people, but he's so big, him without jumping up on people, he's already at most people waist, if it's a small woman, shoulder, chest level. I mean,
right.
he's already
Grandma
a big boy.
Grandma with a broken hip is not a wonderful thing because he's so happy to see
exactly,
her.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, Darlene, I have 4 animals. I've got 2 cats and 2 dogs, but our little dog, okay, he's like a Boston Terrier. We adopted all our dogs, and in fact, I do want to tell all my listeners about that. God, if you're going to go buy a dog right now, go rescue one, exactly. You have to still pay a little bit, but you're saving an animal.
And people don't realize you can find any breed out there, any male,
there's
any gender.
There's so many great,
it's
yeah.
It's exactly out there.
You can go to breed rescue if there's a specific
yeah.
breed.
Yeah, there you
mind.
Go, too. Yeah, but definitely rescue. Do your deed and do that. I'm really all about no-kill shelters, and I'm really trying to work with that.
Right. If you're going to buy, then buy from a reputable, ethical breeder, and there are all sorts of ways to discover who those people are, because I know them.
Yeah.
And they will take back the dog at any point in the dog's life rather than see it go to a shelter.
Wow. So my question is I have this little dog, and I have a black lab. Black lab, she's already gone through all her, eating everything and running away, and now she's a little older, but she's settled down. But my Boston Terrier, I think he was abused when he was young. So when blondes come into our house, he almost wants to attack them. And so he's so protective over me. But he still can't get that he has to go to the bathroom outside, and we've replaced a lot of our furniture and our carpet, and, you know, I've, like, tiled everywhere so that he could be, like, almost, you know, there's no problem. But now I just put him back in a crate, and he's actually really happy about it. Go figure. So what's your thought about that?
A crate is a wonderful place to be. It's used only as a treat, not as punishment. It's a safe place for him to be where he feels secure. You make it as wonderful as you can with a nice, fluffy towel. If you, you know,
we put a big old pillow in there, yeah.
Nice crate pad, toys, treats. It's a wonderful place, and he's safe in there. And you don't know what his experience was. You just don't leave him in there for extended periods of time.
Right.
But you should always have the crate available to him, even if you're not putting him in there and closing the door. Leave it someplace accessible and leave the door open. Mm-hmm. So if he wants to get away, that's his choice.
I like it.
I've also noticed, like, on 4th of July, like, when I first got my dog, my first tendency was, like, I'm never putting my dog in a cage. But
that's
you're absolutely
cage.
Right.
And I don't
you're
think of it.
Right.
My husband
it's,
says
they
that.
Are, they're den animals, they're and they think
exactly.
of that as their safe place. And it's his refuge. Like, and he never gets scared during fireworks because he can go in there. And the sounds don't affect him as much because he knows that's his little safe domain.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Other than
you know,
that,
I
a thunder shirt works nicely. They feel swaddled.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Good
what
idea.
Is it?
A thunder shirt.
Oh.
It's like something that holds around their chest. There's something about
really?
For dogs. Like
so kind of like security.
Yeah, it gives
very
them security.
Secure.
I want to give out our phone number here, 650-1590. If you have a question for Darlene about your animal behavior, not your husband's, not your wife's, you know, but your animals, right?
Right.
And, you know, I want to know what your thought is. Do you think animals can talk to us?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because I almost feel like my animals are almost like humans. You know, I mean, it's so interesting because when you talk to them, they kind of give you that look like, really, you know, or they get a little angry with you and it's like they put their nose up to you. You know, it's just... I feel like they're so human.
It's a lot of communication.
It's body language. You know, they're masters at reading our body language, and we're not as good at reading theirs, but they give us definite signals, and no one knows their own dog like the owner does.
Yeah.
And we need to spend more time learning to read their body language. And there are some similarities between cat and dog body language and some differences, but... depending upon your pet, you can learn to read body language. There's some things that are quite similar.
So
you know that when your dog is happy, he runs to greet you with his tail wagging and it's up. And, oh, my gosh, you've been gone 5 whole minutes. You were out at the mailbox. I missed you. And then you'll see them at other times when the tail is down. They look depressed. The head is down. You may hear them sigh just like a person. And then you have to stop and think, what's different? What's happened? Why are they upset? Did I move furniture? Did somebody leave the family? Did we acquire somebody in the household?
Wow, so they take on all of that.
They take on everything.
Now, I have a question. Is how long are their memories? Because, you know, you could leave and come right back. And do they know how long you've been gone, or do they think, you know, is their memory different?
It's really interesting because they seem to have an extra sense, so they can hear much better than we can. So they can tell your car coming half a mile away. And they know it's your car when it's pulling in the driveway. They can tell the sound, the difference, and they know your steps. And they can usually predict when the owner is coming home, even though the owner may be far away, and it may be a slightly different time each day, but dogs have been shown to do that. However, if, for example, your dog has an accident on the floor, you never want to yell at the dog, because within seconds, the dog has completely forgotten that he's the one who did it.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay.
As far as he's concerned, somebody else did it.
Of course.
You can
kind of like my kids, no,
it,
right?
Pick him up, and yeah, I know it's the little one, so you can pick up the Boston. and run him to the backyard where he's supposed to be going. You kind of interrupt him. Never yell at him, because he thinks you're yelling at him for something else. He doesn't understand. Second. Okay. And when you get him in the backyard or whatever your chosen spot is, as soon as he hits his feet hit the floor, feet hit the ground, and he starts to assume the position, you start telling him how good he is. But you really want to do it while he's going.
Wow. You know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Sean, and we're talking with Darlene Arden, and we're talking about animal behavior. That's what she is. She's a certified animal behavior consultant. And our phone number here is 650-1590 if you have any questions. Now, I have a question in regards to their intuitive. Do you think that cats or dogs are more intuitive, or do you think there's a difference?
I think they both are.
Okay.
And I think cats have gotten a really bad rap because they're not independent. They're independent hunters. Mm-hmm. They want to be with you. They will choose the time. And people tell me, oh, my cat's so aloof. No, it isn't. Wasn't the cat just on your lap while you were reading?
Right.
Wasn't it standing on the book? Wasn't it standing on the keyboard? Mm-hmm. The cat's telling you he wants affection.
Right. No, I've got one cat that I'm serious, snuggles, okay? She snuggles with everybody,
that's an
you know?
Indicator.
Yeah, and then my other cat's a little more independent, but so different personalities. I mean, really so different. And just like my dogs are so, and they get a little jealous. I mean, dogs, animals get jealous, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do, and they have sibling rivalries if you're not careful.
Oh, see.
Now, I don't want to dwell on the accident-prone animal, but I do in a sense, because I don't know what your situation with the Boston is, Kim, but I noticed if you crate train and then have a routine where they immediately go out and do their duty. But I have a friend who has a dog who's making mistakes in the house for a different reason. They get so excited. Again, I think it's a behavioral thing when people are first coming to the house.
Oh, that's anxious urination.
And, yeah, anxious urination. And they get so excited they kind of do a mistake, you know, not a full-blown marking or release of the bowels, but like a little bit of a – what does that do, and how do you try to curb that behavior?
Apparently everybody's greeting the dog when the dog comes in.
Yeah,
so
making it too big of a...
So this is another practice case.
Okay.
You ignore the dog. When you bring your groceries home and you come in, put the groceries away, look at your mail, then greet the dog.
Okay.
Make him wait. Have people come over and let him practice with that, where they ignore the dog and they don't pet him until after they're in the house and they're sitting down. And ask him to sit when people come, so that he knows he's going to be ignored until everything's settled down, so there's no sense getting overly excited about it because nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
So now, okay, so talk to us about anything that we need to know about cats, since we've talked a little bit about dogs.
Oh, there's so much to know about cats. They're such wonderful companions. They're incredibly intelligent. And they're bored out of their wits in most homes. They need to have environmental enrichment. We should keep them indoors, no decluttering, and make sure life is interesting for them. Give them about 2 or 3 play sessions of 5 minutes apiece. You can clicker train them, operant conditioning, just the way you clicker train your dog.
Okay, how do we do that, and what are you talking about?
Clicker training is a wonderful method of training your dog or your cat so they think they're training you. So you get some little treats, and you need to count those in with the dog or cat's full complement of food. So you want to get little cut-up pieces of chicken, little tiny minuscule things, or roast beef, or something really tiny, or a little bit of cheese, and you put it into a dish, and you get your little clicker, which can be a regular clicker, or you can use the top of a baby food jar or a ballpoint pen, anything that makes a consistent sound. And you teach the dog or cat the click means treat. You click, treat, click, treat, click, treat about 6 times, and they're not stupid. They get it. And then you must think in advance, what's the first thing I want to teach? Because that's the default behavior. That's what your pet will do when he doesn't know what to do. So with dogs, I like to teach sit, because if you're out for a walk and you run into someone you know and you stop to talk, what's the dog going to do? Roam out at the end of the leash, possibly get in trouble. This way he knows I'll sit, and when we get moving again, everything will be okay.
Wow.
With cats, you can either teach sit or go to your place, and that would be a mat that you've put down that he can go to.
Now, is there an age that you can, I mean, is there ever a time where it's like, okay, you know, they're too old now, they can't learn anymore?
No.
Oh,
absolutely
really?
Not. It may take a little longer, and it may not.
Ah.
The only difference is the cats are so smart that once they learn something, they won't unlearn it. With a dog, if you click at the wrong moment, you can rework that. With a cat, you've got it for life.
Now, what about scratching your furniture? Is there a way to help animals or help them not do that, cats?
Absolutely. You need a tall, sturdy scratching post. The tallest one that will allow the cat to stretch his body out full, which is very important for cats. And they need to scratch because if you notice, you see bits of nail coming off. The dead nail comes off. So they need to be able to do that. Now, if the cat has a spot that he'd really love to scratch, put the scratching post next to that place and show him there's an appropriate place to scratch.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very natural behavior for them. Also, some cats are horizontal scratchers, and you can get little cardboard scratchers that you can just put around the house.
Right, okay.
Now, Darlene, for our listeners who kind of might want to follow in your footsteps, so to speak, and become animal behavioral consultants, how did you get into this line of work, and what advice do you give to people who want to pursue it?
Well, you really have to love animals, and you want to save as many as possible, and you have to realize you can't always save them. My goal is to make sure they don't end up in a shelter. You know, the people are so disgusted by the behavior, which they've usually helped to create.
Yeah, exactly.
That we have to rework it so the pet is now living with them happily. A lot of people have unrealistic expectations or really don't know how to train. And, or have adopted a puppy that was absolutely adorable, but was programmed to be something else, and now they don't know what to do with it. So I recommend a lot of reading, going to classes. I got inspired by going to a meeting where Dr. Karen Overall was speaking, and I was totally blown away. And after hearing her speak about even cases that couldn't be resolved, I knew this was what I wanted to do. I started going to veterinary conferences and going to the behavior track. There are also lectures by really good people, positive trainers, and you want to only listen to people who are doing something positive. Punishment is setting training back 50 years, and it always has fallout.
Okay. Always. Where do we find out more about you?
You can go to www.darleneardern.com. That's DARLENEARDEN.com. There are free articles there. There are lists of all of my books you can click right over to Amazon from there. There's all sorts of information. There's all sorts of resource information on the links page. And on the front page, it also leads to my blog, Perpetually Speaking.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for all your input, and I appreciate it, Darlene Arden, and thank you. We're going to take another really quick break, and Tom, do we have something to give away? I brought lots of stuff.
Yeah, let's jump over to the Harvest Festival.
Ooh,
this is a juried show at the Seaside Park Ventura County Fairgrounds. That means anybody who's there with their stuff, they have created it themselves, and they look through it, so they haven't ordered a big bin from some foreign country. These
people created their own homemade art, whatever it is. Yeah.
They thunk it up themselves. It's a great show. It's huge. We have four tickets.
Yeah, let's do two and two. How about that? We'll take two callers, And it's October 4th through the 6th. It's coming up. And, God, I can't believe it's already almost October. Anyways, let's take caller number 4 and number 7, 650-1590. That's 650-1590. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And Tom, who is all our winners? Phone's ringing off the hook. I love it. And if you did not win right now, go to my Facebook page, Kim Pagano Show, The Kim Pagano Show Facebook, and like us, share us, and you'll be entered to win more stuff there.
You know, I want to put a little comment out on Facebook behavior.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
As a budding first-time author, I'm trying to get my Facebook presence known as well, and I'm up. We have these like numbers, these milestone numbers, and I know you want to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
I think I've been
well. You know what's happened is I have my personal, and a lot of people. I have probably almost 4,000 on that one, and so people, you know,
intermingle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's cool, whichever way.
But I think it's interesting. People will tend to like things, either posts or comments that I'll put up. They'll like them, but they won't share them as often. And I'm almost curious why that's a behavioral thing, because it's just the same. It's a click of a button.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is, don't you think that Facebook? Well, let's. Who is our winners? Let's just start right there.
We had Carolyn Can and Yolanda Ruiz.
Ooh, all right. And thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I would love to talk to some of my listeners. We kind of left this little part of the rest of the show open. If any of my listeners out there just want to chat, 650-1590, 650-1590. Sean, Tom, and myself. Are here, and you know, it's just so much fun. I love when I get to meet. Yesterday I was at the tennis fest, and somebody came up and said, "Are you Kim Pagano?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what did I do?" You know, and they're like, "I listen to your show, and I'm so excited to meet you." And it's fun to meet people that either have Facebooked you, you know, you kind of put a face to their name, and it's fun to do that.
And it's interesting to hear from the different parts of the 805 that they're coming from. Like,
yeah.
And so we are curious to hear from you all over. If you're in Agoura, all the way up in Solvang, we want to know. Hit us up on Facebook.
You know what? In fact, there was a gentleman that I met at B. B2B at Montecito put that on. And he was all the way up past Santa Barbara, and that's where our show is. He's like, I can hear you perfect.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, and I was in Calabasas the other day, and I was listening to 1590. So the reach is pretty big, but so I'd like to hear where the listeners are coming from.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell us something positive. That's what this show's all about. But you know what? You were talking about Facebook, okay? And Facebook is... I was thinking for my children and for like younger, maybe even older, single. I don't know. I mean, maybe we all feel like this. It's kind of like, did everybody like it? Did they like it? It's kind of a false hope.
The need for affirmation.
Yeah, it's like an approval.
Yeah, it is one of those. And there is like, I've heard supposedly there's even, 12-step recovery
like, for Facebook.
People who get addicted to these social media.
Well, you know, we were going to that thing, actually B2P, okay, and they were talking about, what is it, 10:30? You take 1 hour a day that you're on the social social network, and you kind of, you post, because for business, you got to be out there, and everything is on the internet now, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so... But you can't waste your whole day, because I could be sucked in dry, for that.
Well, I noticed there's some resistance to the technology sometimes at first, and there's some pushback, but it's really limited and afforded to what you put into it. So the only information that's on there is what you put on. So you're not really in any danger.
But if you put anything negative,
it lives forever, too.
It lives forever.
People have to be very careful about what they're putting on their social media networks, because some people can do a screen grab, and even though you've maybe changed your mind and taken something off, it could still be there.
So what is a screen grab? What does that mean?
It's just basically taking like a snapshot of whatever they're seeing right then. So then it's on their computer. It's no longer just on the web. So even when you take... the photo down or the comment down, they've got you, in.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, for even if you're looking for a job, where's the first place they look? They look at your background on Facebook.
They've already shown that bosses are going online and looking at people's networks and everything.
I do want to announce there's Bullets for Boobies, okay? And we had them in here before. It's the Contractors with Conscious. And they are doing a breast cancer awareness event on October 5th. And the men of CWC are aiming to shoot their way to help cure breast cancer. So they're going to bring, they're going to have, gun and ammo to rent over. And so that's going to be on
So it's like a shooting range?
Yeah.
Fundraising event.
Yeah, definitely. So,
some bullets.
So if you're interested in being a part of that, I'll put that on my Facebook. So definitely go there. And again, tonight is the Ventura Comedy Festival. I don't know, Tom, you said you've been giving tickets away like crazy for that, right?
Yeah, tonight is the final, so it's going to be very, very funny at 9 o'clock at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. I judged two rounds, and they were great.
Yeah. Anyways, I would love to give a pair of tickets away if anybody still hasn't got their tickets. Let's do caller number 7 at 650-1590. That is the Ventura Comedy Festival for this evening, 9 o'clock. And let's see. So, God, it takes a lot of stress to stand up in front of people and be funny. What's your thought? How was it judging? What was your thought on that?
They were all very good. They had great stage presence. Just some were funnier than others. So that's the tough thing. Judging that is difficult because they're working hard.
I thought one of the comments you said, Tom, was very interesting is also based on the vibe of the crowd. There's so much feedback and give back in something like that. Did you notice as a judge, were you trying to like feel for them and root for them even though the crowd wasn't as receptive? Or?
One of the criteria, it was stage presence, crowd reaction, and also just material. And the problem was one of the funniest people up there, I can't even tell you the jokes that this girl told.
Yeah,
and they just blew you away.
Yeah, it was hard. Super dry, super harsh.
And the crowd gasped a few times, laughed quite a bit, but not nearly as much as the others. So I couldn't put her through because I had to give her a 5 on audience reaction. So she lost major points.
She was almost too shocking, I guess.
She definitely was. Very funny. I think we saw a star that night. But for that crowd, all the chairs scooted back.
Did you guys ever watch America's Got Talent? Okay, because the last three that were, one was a comedian, really dry, you know, and but people love that. People love just off the wall, you know, things that
sometimes if it, you know, if it's just different, it's just something refreshing. So yeah, comedy hits people in different wherever you're at that moment too. Something could be funny, and then all of a sudden it's not.
Yeah.
On another moment.
And it hits something that maybe you you know. And a lot of people talk about their childhood, you know, or something like a bad experience, and they turn it into a comedy. Who is our winner?
Joe Massino.
Ah, Joe Massino. All right, I haven't talked to Joe in a long time. All right, Joe, thanks for listening. All right, so. You know, we never really talked about your book a little bit, and how hard is it, and how long did it take you to write your book?
A lot of people ask me that question whenever I tell them I'm first-time novelist, whatnot. That's like one of the first questions I always get.
Well, first how long did it take you? Why did you write a book?
It was something I've always done. I've written the moment I could. I've always been an avid reader, and that for some reason storytelling came as a part of it. I actually enjoy the craft, the act of writing. A lot of people don't like, they maybe are, they love reading and they think they have a story to tell, and then when they sit down and start writing, it's arduous, it's very solitary, they may not like it. I got a good tip from this one writer from this seminar I went to, and I was sitting there writing notes, and I actually, you know, he was kind of talking, blah, 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 and I tuned out and started writing a story. And the next thing I know, I tune back in. He's telling people, you know, a lot of you might want to write, but you don't actually write. And here I was sitting there writing during, like, even in that seminar. So I realized I actually enjoy the actual act. But back to the question of, you know, what motivated me and how long did it take and all those details. Really, it was I had a story I wanted to tell. I didn't know if it was going to be a novel, short story, or what. I sat down, started writing it. I made it work. Like when I say I made it work, it became a job.
So did you already have what your topic was about, your story?
No, I had a premise. I had a concept of kind of like a superhero type character. I knew I wanted to use the technology that was almost readily available to us. Like we're right on the precipice of being able to do a lot of these things with nanotechnology and the singularity. I don't know for our listeners who. In physics, the singularity is the contact point of an event horizon, a black hole, the place where you could actually enter a black hole. But there's another term of singularity that futurists and technology is referring to, and that is the moment when computer processing speeds will meet or exceed human processing speeds of the human brain. And the technology is right around the corner. And what we found is with Moore's law, once we hit that, it's exponential. It's just going to get, the computers are going to get smarter and smarter and smarter. So what the potential that we could reap from that, theoretically, we could download our brains. I mean, it gets really
far out
here.
So is this what your book's about?
This
I had
to set up
tell everybody a little bit of a teaser about your book.
Well, it's called Doppelganger. It's kind of a strange title to come up with. A lot of people aren't familiar with the term, but a lot of people do know it's coming into kind of the common verbiage. And it's someone out there who looks just like you. It's a duplicate of you.
Don't you think that Tom, do you think there's another you out there? Have you ever been told?
Yeah, I am the evil twin. So there's a really good person.
There's
out
someone
there.
That
there's somebody really, really good.
I like that.
I guarantee it.
That's a little bit about your story, isn't it?
Yeah, to a certain degree, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I told a story about the mundane world, but the world where we all live. We have to get up, go to work, do the things we enjoy and some of the things we don't enjoy on a daily basis. And I wanted to kind of put that in and kind of have that run and into a cross section, an intersection of something really exciting and
I love it.
Fantastical.
Do you think now that you wrote it, and I know that you're helping write another book, and I have a book in me. I have like two books that I love. Okay, and I really am trying to get that out there. Do you think everybody's got a story?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that's one, we all have a personal story to tell, whether it's some insight, like whether you're a dog behavioralist and you want to write a book about helping people do a certain thing, or you have an actual personal story where just knowing that someone else will have the empathy to and be able to step in your shoes for a little while and kind of, you know, cathartically live through your experiences through your words. I think a lot of people have great stories. Journaling is a great way to first get that out, just by going every
night.
And
what's the difference between journaling and blogging? Same thing, kind of?
Blogging is the new technology for journaling, and it's a great outlet. A lot of people, and there's less pressure, I think, for the blogging because we're not so critical on editorial, you know, the line editing, the punctuation. We're a little more relaxed, and I think that a lot of people get hung up on that, like fear of being articulate, yet, you know, saying what they want to say, but at the same time not saying it correctly and being judged
so
for it.
So punctuation isn't a big thing in blogging?
Well, with the texting type language where everything's, you know, shortened. I tend to be one of those texters in email. I actually use the same, like, proper grammar, and I spell all my – I don't write the letter C-U later. I actually write S-E-E. Like, I don't know. There are some holdouts to people who are grammar who are sticklers on grammar, but for the most part, it's more relaxed environment for people to write.
Where do we find your book?
It's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kobo, all the places that you would download, and as well as I'm doing book signings at Barnes & Noble October 13th. I'm at the Barnes & Noble in Westlake, so that's in our 805.
Oh, you got another one?
I'm sorry, Westlake I just did. Sorry,
yeah,
Calabasas.
Oh, okay.
Barnes
&
Noble, October 13th. So.
Well, gosh, our show went by so fast, but I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. We've got Dr. Eric Pearl. He's been on my show before. His book is The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. He's been on Dr. Oz, the New York Times. It's an amazing thing. He was a chiropractor that just really learned to treat others and help themselves, but he wants to actually teach others to help them help everybody. So it's kind of interesting. We've got Kip Snyder, and he's gonna be from the Yard House, our new Yard House right out here.
About good beer.
Beer 101. We're gonna be talking about that. So definitely tune in for that. And then we've got Christine Smith, and if you haven't already got your fresh pick, we've got from Deerdorf Farms. She's got lots and lots of stuff, and so definitely, she's got even like a buy one, get one free, you know, something like that, or a friend. Anyways, definitely. And Jason Love. We had Jason Love coming on. So anyways, I want to end my show. Thank you so much. Self-trust is the first secret of success. Talk to you soon.
More power!
Weird KVTA.
I must